Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Yes. Bong boom. 53 and change past the hour. Time for travel news. Pauline Frommer from the Frommers.com website, the terrific Frommer's travel guides that so many people have relied on for such a long, long time, is here. I'm just printing out a boarding pass for a flight tomorrow morning that I'm taking to Los Angeles, Pauline, and I'm looking around at some of the things, the partners that the airlines have. And how they bring it, like when somebody's promoting Hertz or the Hyatt Hotels or whatever it is, how much do they get? The people that they promote on their website are all partners with them, so they share somehow in the revenue, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why big travel companies like the airlines, like the hotels, are trying to get you to book directly with them because they get a commission if you then up and rent a car from them or buy some other travel product. I think it varies by, you know, a deal, as you would imagine.
Yeah, probably. I think it depends also on the site. I think I asked you about this once, and I think you didn't know about them because I found them. They came to me as an advertiser when they first came to America. It's an Australian company called Vroom, Vroom, Vroom. Then you go to them, and they rank all of the, they give you a list of all the car companies in this circumstance, and I always go to Enterprise, but I find when I go to Vroom, 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 I've checked it. I can get a better price on Vroom, Vroom, Vroom than I can on the Enterprise website. Does that make any sense?
Because a lot of that has changed in recent years. You know, there's been a lot of consolidation. Pretty much all of the rental car companies are now owned by two companies.
Right.
They're all, and it's harder to get a deal than it was just 2 years ago.
Yeah. National, Alamo, Enterprise owned by the same family. Hertz, Avis, and Enterprise, and then the others all sort of fall in underneath there.
Right. Exactly.
What a scam.
It is a scam. Yeah. Right. Why bother to have a different name? Just put them all under one.
I'm going to open my own rental car company, Rich's Rental Cars. Doug, you want to join me? Rich and Doug's Rental Cars.
Rich and Doug's Rental Cars.
There needs to be more competition.
Yeah, right. That reminds me, asking that question, and especially from somebody who's named Frommer, travel agencies, when you need them now, how do you find the good ones? There's an article on the Frommer's website this week, and I think it really highlights how difficult it is. There are few and far between now anyway, but how do you know that you can trust the person or the, and using the example I just gave you about Vroom, Vroom, Vroom versus the car rental companies, how do you know you're not getting ripped off?
You want to go with one who is a member of ASTA, the American Society of Travel Agents, which is the big industry organization and has a $1 million bond from the agencies who are members of it. So if they screw up, you can get your money back if you're with one of those agencies. You want to talk to your friends. They may have had good experiences, and about 1 in 10 Americans actually still does book vacations through travel agents. So if you know somebody who trusts somebody, go for it. Also, you want to go to the real specialists. You don't want to go to a safari expert if you're booking a cruise. You want to go to a company with the name Cruise or Ahoy in its title. Because with cruises especially, if they sell a lot of them, the cruise lines give those agents perks to pass on to their clients.
Passengers,
and they can be really valuable, like upgrades, like free onboard credit, because that's the dirty little secret about cruising. Often the prices are low to get on the ship, but they get you once you're on and charge you for everything.
Oh, yeah, especially the Disney cruises, I've heard. All right. There's a focus on the Great Barrier Reef and all the people that are going over there. Ever been to Australia to see the Great Barrier Reef?
I've been to Australia. I haven't made it to the reef. Unfortunately, because of climate change, 90% of it is bleached, and people are worried that it's dying. It's a tragedy.
So it's causing a lot of people to go over there and see it, and now it's messing up because now they're, with more people wanting to see it, it's hastening its demise, apparently.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, there are things in tourism that are counterproductive. But there are many reasons, I think, why the Great Barrier Reef is dying. And many reasons you should go to Australia. Most importantly, the Australian dollar is being trounced by the American dollar.
Really?
So prices are much lower there, than they were just 2 years ago.
Supposed to be a gorgeous place. That's one place I haven't been. We ought to go. Pauline, thank you. Pauline Frommer, Frommer's Travel Guide at Frommer's, FROMMERS.com.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.